Okay, what we've seen so far is that first of all, we need peace with God because we are separated from God. Second, Jesus is the bridge to God. Third, only the person who has entered into an agreement with God has peace with God. And then fourth, you enter into the agreement with God when you say yes. Now, our temptation when we feel far from God is to try to add a little bit of God to our lives. You know, we go to church more, we read the Bible, try to stop a bad habit or a sin we have. So when we think about the decision to turn to God and be baptized, it'd be easy to think of it in religious terms. In other words, to think that you're joining a religion. It would be easy to think that you're doing something that will simply provide you with forgiveness, and that's it. That you're adding a little bit of God to your life so that everything works out well. I want to discourage you from thinking like this. If you're thinking of turning to God and being baptized, the decision that you are contemplating is much bigger than just getting into water and joining a religion. God in His Word says that this is a decision to give Him your whole life, to completely give yourself to Him and to His Lordship. I don't want to say this to scare you off or cause you to not want to make this decision. Instead, my desire is to help you to make the decision well, so that when you decide to get baptized, the decision that you're making is in fact the decision that God asks of you, and that by making this decision, you can enter into peace with God. See, it's a question of loyalty. What God really wants from us when we come to Him and desire to enter into peace and forgiveness is our loyalty. God desires our loyalty. So when someone asked Jesus what the greatest commandment was, He answered by saying that God wants our love. Matthew 22:37. Here's what Jesus said when someone asked Him what the greatest commandment was. He said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment." God tells each of us to love Him with everything we are, and to submit ourselves to Him. In other words, Jesus explains that what God really demands from His children is their loyalty. See, it makes sense that this kind of absolute surrender is what God would want from His children. He's the only God. He's all powerful. He knows everything. He can do whatever He wants. And we're His creation. He made us. He demands our complete surrender to Him and to His will. In spite of the fact that this is what God wants from us, that's not normally how we live. We typically choose to be loyal to other things in our lives, and as a result, we surrender our passion and our energy and our obedience to them. We're loyal to many things in our lives. We aren't really that loyal to God who made us, but we are loyal to other things in life. Some people are loyal to vices or habits, like drinking too much alcohol or using drugs. Loyalty can be seen when someone sacrifices his life, like family and money and time and friends and health, in order to pursue these habits. Others are loyal to things. And for these people, the most important thing in life is what they are planning on buying. They're always thinking about the next purchase, the next time they can go shopping, about having something better, or the next thing they're going to buy. They give their time, energy, and money to accumulating things. Other people are more loyal to their family than any other thing in life. What the family wants and demands comes first. Even though family is very important in life, sometimes one can give all of their loyalty to their family and make it the center of their life, excluding their spiritual progress. Some people are loyal to earning and accumulating money. Their life revolves around what they can earn, and they're only focused on earning more. Now, of course, it's necessary to earn money to live, but there's a temptation to let earning money consume your life. Here's the deal. Where you put your loyalty determines how you live. We're all loyal to different things, but all of us are alike in this. Our lives are controlled by the things to which we give our loyalty. The object of our loyalty determines three essential areas of life. First of all, it demands obedience. When we give our loyalty to something, whether it's family or alcohol or friends or making money, we're saying that we will obey the demands that it puts on us. Since we are loyal to it, we obey it. Second, it gives purpose. Whatever we're loyal to brings purpose into our lives. It gives us something to live for. Even though that purpose is only maybe getting to the end of the week to be able to go out drinking or shopping, this does give some sort of purpose to life. The object of your loyalty gives you purpose. And third, it produces joy. Whatever we're loyal to produces a kind of temporary joy in us. If you give your loyalty to going shopping and accumulating things, then each time you're able to go shopping or buy a new car, for example, you feel joy. Our loyalty produces joy in us. So, where's your loyalty? The question for each of us is, what are you loyal to in your life? At times, it's hard to know what we're loyal to because it becomes a part of who we are and we don't even realize that it's our master. There are some questions that we can ask ourselves that can help us see the object of our loyalty. For example, what's the most important thing in your life? What do you have in your life that motivates the things you do with your time and money? What do you anticipate and desire? What do you think about the most? Here's another one. What do you fear losing? Now, when you think about it, do you know what you're loyal to in your life? Because here's the deal. Where we put our loyalty determines what is at the center of our life. You can know what you're loyal to by looking at what is at the center of your life. What do you obey? What gives you purpose in life? What produces joy in your life? God wants to be the center. See, the reason that Jesus said that the first commandment is to love God above everything else with heart and soul and mind is because God wants to be at the center of his children's lives. In fact, God demands to be at the center of his children's lives. That's why the decision to follow God and be baptized is a decision of loyalty. Here's the big idea. Deciding to enter into peace with God is deciding to give him your loyalty. You see, it's relatively easy to be religious. You just have to attend church semi-regularly, avoid certain sins, hide the sins you can't shake, and participate in some rituals like baptism or communion. But it is extremely difficult to give our loyalty to God. Because of this, during his life, Jesus emphasized many times that God doesn't want people to do more religious works. Rather, he desires people who have given him all of their loyalty. Jesus asked for a radical decision. In Luke 14:25, listen to what Jesus says. Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned to them and said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children, brothers and sisters, and yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." So, to follow Jesus, to decide to follow Jesus, is a decision to move your loyalty from where it is now and to give it to God. It's a decision that God will be at the center of your life. You won't be perfect, but you will be totally surrendered to him in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. The decision to follow God is a decision to give him your loyalty. It's a decision that for the rest of your life, Jesus will be your Lord. That following him will be the most important thing for you. And that your new identity will be that of God's child. That obeying your new father will be your highest priority. That's the decision that Jesus asks us to make. So, what does it mean to give our loyalty to God? Giving our loyalty to God means focusing our life on God and his desires and his purposes. It means putting God at the center of our life. We give him obedience. See, by giving our loyalty to God, it means that we decide that we will obey God. No one ever does this perfectly, but putting God at the center of our life is deciding that we will do the best we can to obey him. And then he gives us purpose. Giving our loyalty to God brings purpose into our life. Now our purpose comes from being with God, from reading his word, from doing his work on this earth. And when we do that, we find joy. Giving our loyalty to God produces joy in us. Obeying and serving God produces joy in the life of God's child. The reason for this joy is that now we are doing what is pleasing to our Father. And this produces an indescribable joy and peace in your heart and soul and mind. Now, if you're thinking about entering into peace with God by turning to him and being baptized, you have to think about this decision. Because the decision that's in front of you isn't just to participate in a religious ritual. Rather, you're deciding to give God your loyalty. So what does that cost? When Jesus talked about this idea of loyalty, he used two examples to demonstrate that it is very important to be conscious of the decision that you're making. Continuing in Luke 14:28, it says, "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. What's the first thing you'll do? Won't you sit down and figure out how much it will cost and if you don't have enough money to pay for it? Otherwise, you will start building the tower but not be able to finish. Then everyone who sees what is happening will laugh at you. They'll say, you started building but you could not finish the job. And what will a king do if he has only 10,000 soldiers to defend himself against the king who is about to attack him with 20,000 soldiers? Before he goes out to battle, won't he first sit down and decide if he can win? If he thinks he won't be able to defend himself, he'll send messengers to ask for peace while the other king is still a long way off. So the question for us is, hey, are we willing? Are you willing? Am I willing to give all of our loyalty to God? You don't have to be perfect after making this decision. There'll always be areas of your life where you don't obey God, but giving him your loyalty is saying, I will do the best I am able to obey you and follow you. So what would you have to change in your life right now? What would you have to change if you decided to give your loyalty to God? It might be better to ask the question like this. In what areas of your life are you not living in obedience to God? Deciding to give your loyalty to God means deciding to surrender those areas of your life to him. You don't have to completely change before making your decision to be baptized, but you do have to decide that with God's help, after making your decision, you'll obey God in those areas of your life. The decision you would be making is to accept that Jesus would be your Lord, that he would govern your life, that whatever he told you to do, you would do, that he would have all of your loyalty. Jesus finishes this text in Luke 14 by saying in verse 33, so therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. And when you decide, God gives you life. When you decide to give your loyalty to God, he gives you life. God doesn't take good things away from us. Rather, he gives us life. He desires to give us life, but he knows that only when we give him our loyalty can we enter into true life. That's why Jesus said in one of my favorite verses in the Bible in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. The life that Jesus has for us is a life full of joy and purpose. It is a perfect life with God for all eternity. And we enter into that life by deciding to become children of God, leave everything else that has our loyalty, and give our loyalty completely to God. Earlier in Luke, Jesus said in Luke 9:23, Jesus said to all the people, if any of you want to be my followers, you must forget about yourselves. You must take up your cross each day and follow me. If you want to save your life, you will destroy it. But if you give up your life for me, you will save it. What will you gain if you destroy the whole world? But what will you gain if you own the whole world, but destroy yourself or waste your life? You should make this decision. I would encourage you to make the decision to give your life to Jesus and enter into peace with God. It's a decision to completely turn to God, to give him your loyalty, to be baptized. And when you make this decision, you receive total forgiveness from all your sins, past and future, and you receive the Spirit of God who will be with you every moment and who will guide you in this new life. You will be a child of God. In Acts 2:38, Peter said, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.